Okay. Hi, ma'am. Sheriff's office. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You live here?
Yes.
Is it one house or two separate ones? We saw a front door and then this door.
Oh, no. It's one house.
It's one house. Okay. So we're going around the neighborhood. Something happened down the street here.
Uh-huh.
And we're just talking to all the neighbors, see if they heard or saw anything.
No. I mean, I've really only got up, like, maybe over an hour ago.
Over an hour ago?
And it's like when I got up, that's when I already saw, like, the police cars and everything. So
police car was there already?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember what time you woke up?
I woke up like about 8 o'clock, but I didn't physically get out of bed till like a little before 9.
Okay, at 9 o'clock. Alright, and before you looking out at the cop car and stuff, you didn't hear or see anything?
No.
No, okay. Alright, and was there anybody else home with you?
Yeah, my mom was home, but she didn't physically wake up until after I woke her up.
After, okay, so she didn't see anything either.
It was a surprise to her when I, you know, told her about it. As far as my dad, he was awake, but I don't know if he saw anything. I can't get him right now.
Okay, that's fine.
He does have difficulty hearing, so
okay.
Hearing anything. Probably.
So let me get your info first. What's your name, ma'am?
Annette. A-N-N-E-T-T-E.
T-T-E. You related to John?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. What is he to you?
He's my uncle.
Uncle, okay.
Is your uncle back here?
Yeah.
Oh. So complete different houses. And
yeah, that's like his house is his property, our property is this house, and then the one we rent down.
The pink one back here. Okay. And do you have a middle name? And do you have a California driver's license or an ID card?
I do have an ID.
Do you know the number on it?
I don't know the number on it.
Would you mind getting it?
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you very much. And you wouldn't happen to have surveillance cameras, would you?
No, we don't.
Okay. And Annette, do you have a cell phone number?
Yes, 805.
Uh-huh. Okay, there you go. And would you mind getting your mom and dad, or either one of them?
Yeah, I can get my dad. My mom just went back to lie down because she does have help.
Well, let me just get her name from you then. What's her name?
Eva. Eva.
Mm-hmm. Does she have a middle name?
No.
You know her birthday? And you spoke to her, but she didn't see her or anything?
I'm the one that physically woke her up because I have to make her breakfast so she can take her medication.
And that was after the fact?
Yeah, it was way after the fact. So.
What time did you wake her up?
About between 9:15,
9:30. 9:15, 9:30. Okay, so I'm going to have to talk to her then if you physically woke her up. And does she have a cell phone number?
Yes, it's 805.
Mm-hmm. And she's asleep again, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so if you don't mind just getting your father, we'll talk to him. Thank you.
He does have difficulty hearing, so we'll have to speak.
That's fine. English or Spanish?
English.
English, okay. How are you doing today, sir?
All right.
Good. My name is Danny. I'm with the sheriff's office. Nice to meet you. So we're going around to the neighbors, see if they heard or saw anything out here.
Yeah, I did. I seen him running.
Saw who running?
The boy.
The boy? What boy was this?
The ran out of that right there where the backpack is thrown in the floor.
What was he running
from? The time I don't remember.
What was he running from?
From the backyard of the house. That's a bluish gray color.
Your neighbor here?
Yeah.
Okay. So the boy was in the backyard?
Well, I guess so. That's why I saw him running out.
Okay. He was running. What was he running from? Do you know?
Running from the street that way. And the sheriff was right behind him in the other part.
Oh, sheriff was running after him?
He almost had him, but somehow he threw the backpack and broom.
Where was
later I heard the shot, but I didn't think if he got him or not. I thought I figured he could get him scared, but
okay,
sure didn't look that way.
Where did the boy throw the backpack?
Huh?
Where did he throw the backpack?
Right there where the first sheriff's car is, right there where the red ribbon is.
In the front of the house? Back of the house?
In the front of the house.
In front of the house, okay. Now, how did he throw the backpack? Did you see him?
After that, I didn't see no more because he ran to down Struby all the way as far as he could get, I guess.
Okay, did he drop the backpack or did he throw it?
No, he just dropped it.
Just dropped it?
He kept on going. He had something else with it. I don't know what else he had. Probably another one. Never know.
Where did he have this other thing?
The looked like another backpack, but I don't know if he had it, another one or not, but that's as much as well.
Where was the other backpack, do you remember? Like, was it in his hand, on his back, on his front?
Right here on the shoulder.
On the shoulder? Okay. And the one that he dropped, where did he have that one?
From part that was in his back and then the other shoulder.
The other shoulder? Okay, so pretty much two backpacks. You saw him drop one. And then continue running that way?
Yeah, and he's still there, as far as I can see, the backpack.
Were they saying anything to each other, the police officer and...
No, because, let's say, the policeman was about as far from that gate as this way.
So about 20 feet? Okay. Was the policeman saying anything to him?
Like I said, he almost had him, but as far as he was right, he is standing.
Were they walking? Were they running?
He was running.
Running?
The sheriff was running, and I can't believe it. I know I cannot run no more that way. Now, I can flip over, but that's about as much as I can do.
Where were you?
A backyard.
In the backyard here?
Yeah.
So you're able to see to the neighbor's house?
I'm getting ready to cut the grass.
Okay. Where in the backyard were you exactly?
Right here, where that black thing is.
The barbecue right here?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a fence on that side?
Yeah.
Is it a block fence?
It's brick like this.
Brick? Okay. And how were you able to see through the fence?
It's a small fence.
Oh, it's a small one?
Not very high.
There's no dogs back here, is there?
No.
I'll go around. I'll take a look right now to see what the fence is. And then you said that he came from the backyard. Where in the backyard did he come from?
From, I can tell you more better by looking at
it. Yeah, would you mind? He's okay? Yeah, okay. So can you show me exactly where you were standing, sir?
No, I was already starting going over there where that fence is over there. And I saw him where that pepper tree.
So you were here?
No, I was over there.
Oh, you were?
This is the part I was working at. And then...
You want to go where you're at?
And then...
Can you walk to where you're at? Can you show us where you're standing?
I was standing over there by the fence.
So you're here in your backyard.
Huh?
Where were you standing exactly? Do you remember?
Cutting those weeds and getting some of that dirt. Because I'm going to... Right there where I got the birds, there was a hole because I had a brick there.
Okay. So you're standing here. Where did you see the boy coming from?
Here's where I saw him running. See, there's the backpack over there.
Oh, that's the backpack that you saw him drop? Do you know where he ran from? Where did you see him the first time?
He was running from that way. That, right in back of that, where that red thing, orange or whatever it is.
The cone right here?
Yeah, I'm going that way.
So that's where you first saw the boy running?
Yeah.
And where was the police officer at that point, or the sheriff?
And then the police was kind of right behind him.
On this side of the pepper tree or that side? Do you remember?
The other side of the fence.
The other side of the fence?
And all I know that about the where the house finished at the front of it.
The corner there, yeah?
That's where he almost had him. But when he got to the corner there where he dropped the bag, he said goodbye, and he really went more faster. And then on the sun later, I heard the shot, but I didn't look, because you cannot see no more after that or that way.
So from the point where you saw him here, he ran faster that way, you said?
Yeah.
And then you didn't see him anymore?
No more, because, well, what's the use trying to go see?
Yeah.
Can get in the way.
But you were standing here the whole time?
I stayed more all the time right here.
Okay, so just to clarify, you saw the boy at the cone here?
Yeah.
The police officer, was he on this side of the pepper tree or this side of the pepper tree?
By the time I saw him, they were already going out toward the street on this side of the pepper tree.
Okay, so you just saw the boy, and then you saw the police officer.
What else, where they came out before then, it was hard.
You weren't able to
see,
okay. And then were they running pretty fast, or just
slow? That's where they pick up speed right there with those guys that work.
Uh-huh.
That's where the sheriff really picked up speed real good. As a man, he can really, he's about as heavy weight as he is.
And then he said goodbye, dropped the backpack.
Yeah.
And then ran fast.
The backpack, like I said, he was almost at him. If he'd had something where he could have grabbed him, mm-hmm. it'd been all right. But
now, was the sheriff still running after him?
Yeah.
After he ran past
him? After that, yeah.
Okay.
After that, I didn't see no more, because what was it, just keep looking at it.
Did you hear anything else being said between them?
Then later I heard the shot when I was still working him on the yard.
Did you hear anything else being said between them? No. And then by the time that you didn't see them anymore, how much time passed do you think before you heard the shot?
About 20, 30 minutes at the most.
20, 30 minutes?
I think so. I know he took out the gun right there where the guy with the white shirt is.
Who took out the gun?
But he didn't use it. I guess when he used it, he was much further down.
Now, when you say he, who had the gun? Who had the gun?
The sheriff,
okay. So he took out the gun there. Was he still running after him?
Yeah.
Okay. And then once he disappeared...
A few minutes later, that's when I heard the shot.
A few minutes, okay. Do you remember how many minutes?
Well, I'd say about 20 at the most.
About 20?
And I thought it was just probably just scary, but I guess he didn't, I don't know.
Do you remember what the boy was wearing?
Huh?
What the boy was wearing, clothes?
It looked worse than these, than what I know. Looked like he slept overnight somewhere in the open.
Now, you're talking about homeless?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember what color clothing, the color?
Yeah, sort of a darkish black, green, something like that.
Black or green clothes?
Look kind of dirty, that's all I know.
Okay. Do you remember if it was what color shirt he had?
No.
No? What about pants?
It looked like he had a vest, but black.
Like a black vest? Okay. Did you see if the boy was Mexican, white, black?
To me, Mexican.
Mexican? Okay.
Did we catch him?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we caught the person.
When he said goodbye and ran, was he speaking Spanish or English?
That I don't know.
You don't remember?
I didn't hear anything.
Did you hear him say goodbye, or you were just saying he said boom, gone?
All I said that he probably said goodbye.
Oh, he didn't actually say it. Okay, I got you. All right. Did you see anybody else outside?
No. At that moment, I didn't see nobody else. He said, oh, yeah, there was another big, tall guy like his size.
Where was the big, tall guy?
And that lady. The lady I saw him coming from over here down the street that way.
Uh-huh.
And the other guy came out of that house, walk up to there. But
out of which house? The little dome here or the neighbor?
I don't know what house they came out.
Oh, just that yard.
All I know, they were coming out of the yard.
Okay. Were they involved in the whole thing?
But I don't know if they were looking at it, but I don't know. to me, it seems like how in the world that they managed to know that he was out here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think that guy that carrying that thing on his hand, I think that was one of them.
That was standing out here? Okay, sir. Did you hear or see anything else? No? And then when you heard the shot, where were you standing?
Right there where that fence is.
The little, by the chimney fence
here?
Yeah,
okay. So when I take it down. Now I don't have our kitty, so I put that so the kitty won't go over there and jump on the barbecue deal. And
oh, gotcha.
Try to jump over the... As it is, I always had him on the chain down so that way he won't run away.
The kitty cat?
Because he was spaded.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And I think it's about 2 weeks ago that he died.
Well, sorry to hear.
So that was it. So now he kept me the yard kind of in the lumpy side dry up because, well, I couldn't water it because, you know, cats they look like they're allergic to water. That's all you can't.
Yeah. All time to take care of it now, huh?
So now I don't have to worry about that. Now I can do what I want. Was water anytime I wanted. That's why I knocked out the fence down. So
yeah, trying to get rid of it.
Do the etching better.
All right, sir, do you have an ID on you? A California ID? Do you mind if I see that real quick? Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. It was Roger. How long have you lived here?
What, 5 years? 5 to 6 years.
5 to 6? And do you have a cell phone, sir?
I have one, but I don't know the number of the cell phone.
That's okay. I'll get it from your daughter.
I know the one of the house is...
That one will work.
That's your brother back here?
Huh?
Is that your brother?
No, that's my brother. His name's John.
Yeah.
All right, Roger. There you go, sir.
Okay.
And then one last question. The sheriff and the boy, did you ever see them touching each other? They weren't...
That's what I said. They were about as... maybe a little further than what we are to him.
So they got about 5 feet within each other?
But that's why he almost had him right there with that backpack is. But he dropped that one and he kept on going was the other one.
And that's when he...
And once it got covered up from there on the housing,
uh-huh,
you can't see anymore. Unless by the time I would run all the way out around just uh-huh to see, it don't do no good.
Okay. And you didn't hear them saying anything to each other? No? Okay.
They're about halfway between the street.
Uh-huh.
They both grabbed a good speed.
Yeah.
That's about as much.
About as close as he got?
Yeah.
All right, Roger. Well, thank you very much for your time, sir. I appreciate it, okay?
Sure. Anytime.
And then I spoke to your daughter already, and your wife's asleep, so we're not going to wake her up.
She's asleep, yeah.
Yeah. Where was she, inside the house, or was she back here
they
with you?
They were both inside the house.
Inside, okay.
I was the only one outside.
All right. Anything else? No? Okay, Roger.
Thanks,
well, thank
Roger.
You
nice
very much,
you.
Sir. I appreciate
all
it.
All right.
You have a good
sure
night, okay? And Roger, no cameras here?
Huh?
You have cameras on the house?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Sure.